Let's get to Flyers head coach Dave Haxtell, kind enough to join us here on Fanatic Flyers Weekly on the Comcast Business Hotline. Dave, how you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. We made the trip up to Edmonton after the game last night. Just got finished up with practice.
And you guys are in preparation for the Oilers coming up tomorrow night. Game number 4 of a 5-game trip. You'll wrap it up on Saturday in Vancouver. Let's go back to the start of the road trip, though. You guys get off to a good start. You get a little bit of revenge against a Buffalo team that gave it to you just about a week or so before that. Yeah. In that game, what did you see out of your team that was far different from the first time you played the Sabres?
Well, just the 60-minute resiliency throughout. You know, we got in the hole early. We got down 2-0, but you know, there was just a different feel there, and you know, we dug out of that and just kept pushing. Our game didn't change very much through that 60 minutes, which is what you have to do in order to have success. And I stayed with it. You know, it was obviously a pretty close hockey game. We got a couple late to pull away.
When you look at a tough back-to-back with Winnipeg with no Sean Couturier, but then you come back last night and you guys have a 2-goal lead, 1:08 left, and they're able to punch in 2-1 with the goaltender pulled. You guys go into overtime, ultimately just come away with the 1 point. But how disappointing was that for your group last night? How did they react, and what's your message to them? Because you can take some positives out of that game other than really the end result.
Well, the positive, you take 1 point out of a team that's probably, you know, at the top of the Western Conference, especially in their home building. But yeah, real disappointing, to go, you know, into the third period, to have a lead, to build a 2-goal lead, but really to shoot ourselves in the foot. And I said it, the 4 minor penalties in a row kind of sets up the ending. All of a sudden you've got, you know, you're playing the game with 9 or 10 players throughout those penalty kills. Everybody else is sitting on the bench watching the game. And then as you get to the, you know, the back two and a half, 3 minutes of the game, you know, when you're in a situation with a goalie pull for the other team, same guys that killed all those penalties are now the exact same guys that are in the roles to close out the game. So fatigue comes into play. So real disappointing result. We'll take the positive of the 1 point. You said that. It's not an easy building to get 1 point, but you know, there's a lot of things that we have to take out of that hockey game.
Out of necessity, you moved your captain Claude Giroux back into the middle with the Couturier injury. You liked what you saw, though, with James Van Riemsdyk and Travis Konecny. Talk about that chemistry that you're seeing from that group right away.
Yeah, that's 3 games in a row for them, and they've had tough assignments. You know, especially when the first 2 games there, Coots is not in the lineup, so you're on the road. That line is going to draw, you know, the heaviest 5 from the opponent. They handled it well in Buffalo. I thought G handled the Scheifele line as well as probably anybody can on the game in Winnipeg, especially the first 30 minutes of that hockey game. You know, getting Coots back in the lineup changes some of those matchups for the opposition. But even last night, G's line was the line that was drawing, you know, the heaviest line and the top line from Calgary. So liked what I've seen. You know, G is having those 2 guys as 1-2 solidifies us a little bit more up the middle, makes us a little bit more veteran. And the group of 3 of those guys have shown enough signs to stay together.
We're talking with Dave Haxtell. Dave, when you look at your team, and sometimes a label can almost force you into making things a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I talk about that in the sense that one of the labels for your team is the inconsistency, both game in and game out, sometimes period in and period out.
Yeah.
And we've
yeah.
seen that. When you look at that, does that get into players' heads and then in some way make it a self-fulfilling prophecy to almost, you know, maybe even legitimize that thought process?
You know, Jason, I think it's the opposite. I think I should take it to heart, because that's not a label right now. That's the truth. We have been too inconsistent within hockey games from period to period, and even, you know, from game to game. So, you know, we should take that to heart. And, sometimes it's hard to see from within the results, but we're close. But we're still not there. We're still not finishing every shift. We're still not finishing every period. And as you saw last night, we didn't finish a game that was on a platter for us to close out. Now, you know, we had to work hard to put it on a platter. We had great goaltending. We had good penalty killing. You know, we had some good plays 5-on-5. But you know, the consistency to close out that game and, you know, understand some of the things that come with the timing and the situation of a game. We've got to make a step in terms of our maturity in order to close those games out.
The goaltending that you've gotten from Anthony Stolarz, he was a guy that, for lack of a better term, was a bit buried on the depth chart in the goaltender position. But he's come in out of necessity, and he gave you some quality minutes, and he's been pretty good. What's the difference you see in maybe his approach in his game at this opportunity?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, in terms of him moving down the depth chart, it's, you know, it was really through injury and lack of playing time that, you know, that he was, you know, as far down on the depth chart as maybe he was. That's just, you know, that's a matter of fact when you go through the amount of games lost and injuries that, you know, that he went through, you know, over the past season and a bit. But, you know, through that, you know, there's some mental aspects that, you know, he's probably really improved in. I think going through some of those situations, learning how to handle, you know, some of the harshness of some of the injuries and things that he's gone through has probably helped him in terms of his, just his presence of mind, you know, how relaxed he is, how focused he is, and he's been able to hold that all the way through. So that's probably the biggest difference. He's just a more mature goaltender than he was when he played games for us and did pretty well for us two seasons ago.
Yeah, you know, it's odd. I actually tweeted this out during the game last night that he's not over goaltending. And I guess he's really staying in the blue paint, not tending the backboards, which sometimes when you get really excited is something you can overcommit and overcompensate.
Yeah, he's been, like I said, he's, instead of being, you know, overhyped, you know, a little too juiced up, you know, maybe nervous going into those situations, it's been a little bit the opposite. He's had a, you know, a pretty relaxed approach, I think he's really relishing the opportunity, and you know that's a nice position of strength mentally to go into games with. And he's played well. You know, he'll be the first to admit there's a couple things he wants to do differently last night, and you know a couple of goals that he would like to change the way he played them. But ultimately, he's given us an opportunity to gain points every time he's been in the net. So you know, we want to see him continue with that mentality. Continue with that mindset and continue with that performance.
Dave Haxtell with us. Dave, when you look at a couple of defensemen in particular, let's talk about Ivan Provorov and Shane Gostisbehere. The narrative is that they both have regressed a little bit in the early part of this season. What do they need to do to get their game back to an elite level where they're really contributing with this team both in both ends of the ice, defensively and offensively, because both are capable?
Well, I think they've both taken steps over the last 2 weeks without question. I think you'd be hard pressed to look at Provy's game right now and find any area of his game where he could compete at a higher level. His execution has been cleaner. And you know, overall his defensive play has been really competitive and really sound, especially over the last few games. So he's headed in the right direction. I see the same signs in Ghost. The offensive production, you know, hasn't come there yet. The two will come hand in hand as our power play gets rolling, as well as his game, you know, getting to the top of his level. Those two things, you know, and on the offensive side for Ghost will come hand in hand. But both those players are trending in the right direction right now. And I know we're not looking for trends. You know, we're looking for results, and you know, those guys are a big part of getting us over the hump.
Another player in particular I wanted to ask you about was Nolan Patrick. He's had some points this season where he's been very good and productive on the score sheet. Not the case right now. What are you seeing out of his game?
Well, I think we got to take a step back just for a second, and you know, and really, you know, you look at the role of a real good, sound, solid two-way centerman. You know, it comes in more of the little details than it does necessarily just in point production. So, we have to put point production aside for a second, and we have to get back to the little areas of the game, the hard little areas of the game, that make a player successful on a nightly basis. And every young player goes through ups and downs as they transition to this league. I believe the position up the middle is as hard as any to make the transition. And Nolan's going through some growing pains. That's all. And he's got to take the challenges that are put in front of him. Just keep improving and moving forward day by day. It's in a lot of cases, it's learning how to work smart and knowing how to take care of your area on the ice.
Dave, you used the word challenge, and it's been a challenging couple of weeks for the organization in total. And your situation is obviously front and center there as well. Chuck Fletcher, in your talks with Chuck here early on, and I know you guys are working together. I spoke with him the other day. You guys are working together to find solutions. How has that process been going with you and Chuck Fletcher here early on?
Well, Chuck, he communicates very, very well. And, his role is very clear as a general manager. My role is very clear as a coach. Critical to have good communication. I think we've had that early on. For me, I'm focused on taking care of what we can do with our team to improve the way we are playing right now. We talked about the inconsistency of our group. That's my job and our staff's job, along with our leaders, to fix and get that at a higher level. In terms of the consistency of communication and the quality of communication with Chuck, it's been outstanding. You have to build a relationship on the go, and we're working to do that.
Well, nothing but best of luck to you. You guys get back at it tomorrow night against Edmonton and then Vancouver. You wrap up the trip, return home for three here in Philadelphia, Detroit, Nashville, and then the final game of that homestand, really the final home game of 2018 will be on that Saturday afternoon. Dave, we appreciate the time and good luck tomorrow night.
There he is. As always, thanks for having me there, Jason, and look forward to seeing you in a few days.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.